Voice of Literacy, where literacy researchers, teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers share and discuss how literacy research informs practice. Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forums. My name is Dr. Betsy Baker, Professor of Literacy Studies at the University of Missouri. This week, we welcome back to the program Dr. Julie Coiro, Assistant Professor of Reading at the University of Rhode Island. She does research involving reading comprehension on the Internet. Welcome, Dr. Coiro.
Well, welcome. Thank you. It's good to be here today.
Glad to have you. Tell us about yourself and how you got interested in reading comprehension on the Internet, and more specifically, how offline reading, online reading, and prior knowledge can help us predict students' abilities to understand what they read online.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I think I've always been interested, even as a classroom teacher, I worked in middle school quite a bit, interested in what good readers think about as they read and what strategies they use to complete specific kinds of reading tasks, whether it's reading fiction or textbooks or magazines or even now with the Internet. And as I moved from being a classroom teacher to a researcher and doing professional development with teachers, I spend a lot of time watching children and even adults as they read on the Internet. And I have found it interesting that often their ability to process online text doesn't always seem to match how you think of them as readers of books or other types of printed sources. So I should say here that when I talk about online reading comprehension or reading on the Internet, I mean it's a little different than just reading within the paragraphs of a website, and it really reading for information type of inquiry task that typically involves reading to locate information with search engines, critically evaluating information in terms of the author's ideas or their stance or their level of expertise, the ability to synthesize and integrate information that they find across multiple texts and sometimes even multiple formats, and then the ability to decide how best to share their findings with others using tools such as blogs or wikis or email or even instant messaging. And so I have taken a particular interest in noticing often that the abilities that people bring to reading books seem to be different than their abilities to navigate and negotiate the Internet. A lot of my earlier work tended to look at what good readers do when they read on the Internet, especially adolescent readers, as they turn to the Internet much more often than books to do homework. And I've also been interested in how we can use the practices of good readers to inform readers who may not read as efficiently or productively on the Internet.
So are you saying that, I know in some of your previous work I've read about how potentially there are middle schoolers who read well offline or maybe even don't have as good of strategies offline. Really, neither of those predict how well they'll do online.
Yeah, we did a study when I was at the University of Connecticut, and we did a study with about 110, I think, seventh graders, and actually found that even though you would expect offline reading skills measured in a standardized test of reading to correlate with or be related to online reading skills, we actually found that there was very little statistical relationship between the ability, the reading required to do well on a standardized test of reading and the reading required to do well in an online reading task that required kids to use search engines and evaluate sources and share their findings on a blog. And
yeah, fascinating. So now that you've done this work, what would you tell teachers?
For teachers, I think one of the most important things is to don't automatically judge students in their online reading abilities based on their interests or ability to read books. You know, to present students with challenging online inquiry tasks and sit back and watch them as they conduct their inquiries, ask them to tell you what they're thinking about, how they go about dealing with some of the challenges of negotiating search results and navigating websites and integrating information across evidence that sometimes is completely opposite from one page to the next. Typically, because there's no way to measure that, we just ask that teachers very carefully watch and get a better handle on what misconceptions and sometimes kind of odd practices that students bring to online inquiries to figure out which strategies might be most important. Is it their decoding ability, their prior knowledge, their ability to use search engines, their ability to take a critical stance, and figuring out which of those strategies might be most useful to teach to kind of get the most bang for your buck.
I've often wondered if we don't teach these kinds of skills as much in classrooms as we should because we assume that kids already know this stuff. You know, we often think, well, they're online and using technology more than I am, and so when I give them an online reading task, they're going to be great at it because they've grown up with online tasks.
Yes, and that really was what this study was all about, was we've seen that teachers, and we all kind of make the assumption that if a student can understand what she reads in a printed book, then automatically she'll be able to navigate and make sense of digital text. And really, the findings suggest that that's not always the case. For example, sometimes good offline readers lack the ability to use a search engine to even locate information required. And after they get frustrated, when they're not used to being frrustrated because, hey, I'm a good reader, they end up kind of guessing or just relying on their background knowledge to complete the task.
Yeah.
And sometimes good readers actually get lost and overwhelmed in a nonlinear kind of a environment where all these texts are interconnected in ways that distract them.
Whereas gamers seem to be willing to play with it and figure it out.
Yeah, and that was some of the findings actually said that, you know, traditional standardized reading tests might explain about 35% of online reading performance, where there's another 15% that's explained by kids' ability to read search engine results, problem solve in problem-based kinds of digital environments, navigate within websites, accurately communicate website addresses, and none of those things are measured on traditionally standardized reading tests.
Yeah. So what do we tell parents?
I think it's similar to what we tell teachers. Again, don't make assumptions about your kids. Watch your children as they do their homework. Communicate with your child's teachers about what's easy, about what's hard, what are they getting stumped with, and really get a little involved and ask classroom teachers and library media specialists, you know, what's being done to address these kind of nuanced challenges of moving between print and digital sources as my child starts to read for quality information.
And principals?
Principals, I think it's a combination. I think really as an administrator, providing some time and space for teachers to integrate online text into their classroom reading materials, giving them new kinds of text to use, giving them opportunities and ways of exploring how do we collect data about what students know and don't as they transition between print and digital text, and how can we as administrators seek to support teachers who are trying to understand how to turn these observations of what students are currently doing into instructional techniques that can move students toward being more efficient and critical as they read on the Internet.
Yeah, can you give me any examples of that?
In terms of the data, one challenge has been that we've figured out some ways to capture what students are doing, but it takes a little time for teachers to meet together and think about, so what does this mean for my instruction? And so in addition to regular planning time of, you know, what topic should I be teaching in terms of my content and how is it going to mesh with the other teachers at that grade level, it's opportunities to have access to a computer, let's say, that plays back data, process data of students that are representative of really good online readers or not so good online readers, and they're really troubleshooting. So what does this mean for my students, and how can I address this in my curriculum?
And so what do we tell policymakers? You know, right now we're still in a very stringent era, I guess, of accountability, and we seem to be teaching to a test that doesn't include any of these skills. What do we tell policymakers?
I think an important piece is to first recognize that standardized measures of offline reading comprehension do not appear to capture all of the skills and practices necessary to read well on the Internet.
Yeah, that's huge, right?
Yeah, and I think we always knew that standardized tests didn't capture everything, but I think the misconception right now among policymakers is we're going to take these multiple choice items that measure offline reading skills, put them into a digital interface, and all of a sudden, that means measuring online reading comprehension, and that's not it at all. Mm-hmm. It actually means measuring very different skills, creating more performance-based tasks, and measuring processes such as using search engines, evaluating contrasting information, integrating multiple modes of information, choosing effective communication tools, all those things that aren't measured by a standardized test of reading that are critical to being able to succeed when students move into an online world.
So what do we still need to find out here? What research are you doing next?
Next, I'm actually in the process of looking at two additional dimensions, if you will, of how we can tease out, first, the role that attitudes and beliefs, so dispositions toward reading on the internet, can play in this story of online reading comprehension. And then the other direction that I've been moving is trying to better understand the role that collaboration and working as partners, and how that can begin to support and enrich online reading, both with younger readers. Mm-hmm. So we've been looking at upper elementary school readers and how the partner process might scaffold them. And also among adolescents, we're really looking closely at the role of dialogue and talk in helping them to process information as they read on the internet in much more deeper ways than if they were to complete those tasks by themselves.
Dr. Julie Coiro from the University of Rhode Island, we thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
You can find Dr. Coiro's research in the Journal of Literacy Research, Volume 43, Issue 4. This podcast is now available from iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as our website, www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Coiro. We invite you to join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes, peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, and post questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.